This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Video News with Chris Barnes.
One of the holiest periods for both Christians and Jews is underway, as today is Good Friday for Christians, and at dusk begins Passover for Jews. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan says, "People too often see just evil and hate in the world." He explains how Holy Week applies to people.
He died on the cross, Jesus Christ, true man died. Jesus Christ, true God, rose, okay? And he's wanting us to be part of that divine plan.
The 8 days of Passover commemorate enslaved Jews' exodus out of Egypt. Democrats in the House and Senate slamming Attorney General Bill Barr, saying he deliberately distorted significant portions of the Robert Mueller report on the Russia investigation. And they say they want Barr to stop misleading the public on the contents of that report. This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's
get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
More now on the release of the Mueller report yesterday. While Democrats insist there are many unanswered questions, President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, claims the full disclosure of the report lacked any major bombshells.
They didn't get anything in this report. This report has nothing new in it. It's all the same garbage we've been talking about for about a year. I read through it. I mean, finished at 4 o'clock in the morning. And when I finished, I said to my co-counsel, "You find anything new here?"
He was speaking on Fox News. A lot of Americans again in the path of severe and potentially deadly weather today. A big threat of tornadoes in Alabama and Mississippi. Two people died in Mississippi yesterday because of severe weather. And the storm system's moving east through Georgia, the Carolinas, and into the Mid-Atlantic. More than $2 million now raised to help with the rebuilding of three historically black churches that were recently burned to the ground in Louisiana. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A New Jersey man who allegedly walked into St. Patrick's Cathedral in Manhattan with gasoline and lighter fluid the night before last is to appear in court today. Mark Lamparello was arrested Wednesday night facing attempted arson, reckless endangerment, and trespassing charges. Police say Lamparello purchased a plane ticket for Italy before the incident and was scheduled to fly out last night. A New Mexico county is declaring a state of emergency over closed border checkpoints. Otero County commissioners unanimously approving the declaration on Wednesday, calling on Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham to deploy the National Guard to reopen the customs and border protection checkpoints that were shut down last month when agents were reassigned to help process immigrants seeking asylum. The commissioners say the checkpoints are needed to stop the flow of drugs and other illegal activity at the border. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will introduce new legislation to raise the national smoking age to 21. The Republican lawmaker is planning to introduce his bill next month, making the announcement in his home state of Kentucky yesterday. The bill would aim to raise the national smoking age from 18 years old for all tobacco products, including vaping devices. A dozen states have already passed similar laws of their own. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Well, it's Good Friday all over the world, and it's Passover. I'm Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We're going to be talking about unmasking Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. And a question we've asked many times, you know, why are we surprised when a Muslim congresswoman adheres to Sharia and hates Jews? Huh? Why are we? And any surprise for you regarding the Mueller report? Well, here to talk more about it with us right now is John Guandola, the president and founder of Understanding the Threat. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing very well. Great to be with you again.
Always good to be sharing time and getting your perspective, especially if we can, real quick. I wanted to get your read on this Mueller report.
Well, I don't know that there are any surprises, really. What we have, as you know, and as we've discussed, what it does for the military, understanding the threat, is it confirms that, in fact, the president was not involved in collusion with the Russians in any way to aid or unlawfully do anything regarding the election. What it does reveal is that people were, in fact, colluding with the Russians to engaged in a conspiracy to illegally and taking unlawful means to bring down the president and to interfere with candidate Trump. And those would be senior government officials, which is sedition and treason. And the report just confirms that all the evidence we have on the table is right on the mark. And I will say this as a kind of final closing point on that thought is it was interesting to see that even that group of six or eight people sitting there on CNN going through the report when it came out, even they admitted that the president was telling the truth. And I found that to be shocking coming from CNN.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure it was hard for them to admit that. You know, going back to the collusion situation and, you know, the involvement with the Russians, John, does the Justice Department, the Justice Department has a huge mess to clean up here. I mean, because this reflects poorly on them, their involvement. This goes, some have said that this goes clearly into the Oval Office. Is the country ready, you know, for what it's going to take if they're really sincere about never having this happen again in our country?
Well, I believe the country's ready for it. I think they're begging for it. I think people should be tried for sedition and treason. And whatever unlawful things they've done, if they've actually obviously done them. But this goes to the former president, Mr. Obama.
Mm-hmm.
This goes to, you know, the former
CIA director, FBI director, the director of national intelligence. And these are serious charges. As a matter of fact, goes to the deputy director of the FBI, the assistant director for counterintelligence. This was a real coup attempt, and there is information on the table right now that corroborates that very deeply, as far as the knowledge, and it seems like the more we know, the clearer that gets. And I think we're, in my opinion, and my professional opinion, if it's not dealt with harshly to remind others or let others know who are still conspiring, that this is how this behavior is going to be treated, then I don't think we're going to be able to get out from under this. I think they need to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law and punished to the fullest mm-hmm. extent of the law.
Well, the challenge is, you know, we've already had an example where something needed to be handled very directly, and it got homogenized. And I'm talking about the Omar comments recently, and so they just keep on coming. Because, we come up with something instead of, really indicting her statements and making a statement about what she has said. And no big surprise, as we're going to talk about more in just a moment, it just continues. So, you know, your case is in point, it should be wisely taken, is that we have to really approach this seriously because, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, like I said, it goes to the White House and President Obama, but also it goes to candidate Clinton as well. I mean, if anybody colluded and talked to somebody, all in the name of Oppo research, I understand. But still, you know, to then forward that, you see, and this is the other stuff, too, that is not coming out. And that is, you know, and you understand this as a former FBI agent yourself. And that it has been extremely frustrating for Donald Trump, you know, as he stated very pointedly that he thought his presidency was really down the toilet when the special counsel came about. But, you know, there was such an attack and an invalidation of his presidency. And as if he, you know, the whole election process was all tainted because of what the Democrats and what the Justice Department had executed on him. And it's as if, you know, he lost 2.5 years. The people lost 2.5 years. You know, what would America look like now if he hadn't had to drag this albatross around? It's almost like, you know, part of me wants to say, well, you know, those 2.5 years need to be given back to Trump and the people.
Well, I think you raise a good question, but the question has to be asked why. And it's not just this is a political opposition. And this is the very fine point and very important point, I think, that understand the threat and I have tried to make is that what he ran into was the Marxist movement in the United States. This is not merely political opposition. This was an intentional and organized effort where a FISA application knowingly being false was filed and given the approval of senior FBI leadership, that others in the government, including intelligence chiefs, were involved in order to do this. That is sedition.
Yes.
That is treason. And it needs to be treated like this. And mm-hmm. again, these people need to be punished to the fullest extent of the law. And I think when that starts happening, the chill will be set down. You know, when people go to jail for life, or are executed for treason, that will send a message that this is over. The question is the administration and not the Trump, is the federal government capable of doing that right now?
Exactly.
Or have we gone too far?
Well, that's what I'm concerned. I mean, you listen to James Comey. I mean, here the other night, he says he was totally confounded by the idea that the FBI could be spying. I mean, his disconnect of logic and the truth is scary and shocking both at the same time, John.
Well, yeah, and the point is, as I've shared with you before, the FBI director is well aware of FISA applications going in, especially in this matter. That would have had his direct approval, as we know. And so for him to say it, that this thing was all a lie and he didn't know about it, is just, that is a lie.
It's impossible to escape the truth. This matter is his fingerprints, his hands, everything are wrapped all around this. And as it is with these other players involved as well, John, and your point is well taken. John Guandolo, former FBI agent and president founder of Understanding the Threat, is with us. We'll be talking about Representative Ilhan Omar's comments. What do you think? Are you surprised? Stay with us. It's 15 after.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
It's Friday, and my Jesus was dead on the cross. But that's because it was Friday.
Jesus, I'm just coming. Somebody yelled, keep going, preacher, keep going. That's all he needed, baby. He took off. Friday, he's saying, as things have been, so they shall be. You cannot change anything in this world, but they don't know it's only Friday, but...
Bill Martinez, live.
There he is, Tony Campolo, reminding us, yes, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hey, how would you like a pair of tickets and a copy of your very own book about the new movie, Breakthrough? Yes, it just premiered last night, opening up to early successes, where we understand. But here's your chance to get a pair of tickets if you didn't go last night. I've got a pair of tickets to give away. In fact, a plethora. Our good friend Devon Franklin dropped them off for us. And so we're handing them out. All you got to do, you know how this works because we're givers. We got to put it in the hopper, okay? So drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want your name in the hopper. And we will get that off to you right away. Make sure you include your address so we know where to send the book as well. But the tickets will come to you electronically via your email. So get that off to me right away. All right. John Guandolo, founder president of Understanding the Threat, a former FBI agent, has been breaking it down for us. John, you know, when we use words like sedition, coup, in America, I mean, those are words we use for third world countries. Even Hillary Clinton during the campaign of 2016 had threatened that maybe Trump, what Trump was trying to do, would be likened to a third world country when he was on the campaign talking about Hillary's implication with lost emails, evidence, destruction, on and on. And, of course, we would hear the chants from the crowd, lock her up, lock her up. And what we're looking at, if this country is really serious, as you say, is people, high government officials, being locked up. Now, we know that ultimately, I mean, the death sentence could come into play here. And I think some people probably ran off the road in understanding that this is how serious it is. But our democracy is serious, and it needs to be treated as such. If we're going to be so outraged that the Russians would piddle with our election process, then the outrage about our very own government officials, more than piddling what they did in trying to disrupt our democratic republic, is severe, is it not?
Well, of course it is. And I think what it comes down to, when we talk about the solution to battling the Marxist counterstate, the Islamic counterstate here in America, what Understanding the Threat says continuously is the three most important things we can do is speak truth clearly using well-defined language, making sure that we obey the law and that the law is enforced, because if we did that, I mean, as you've talked about, a lot of the problem is simply our law enforcement, our federal agencies are not enforcing laws that are already on the books. But thirdly, and not least importantly, is reestablishing our founding principles. And in my experience we just, released a couple months ago, a few months ago, our latest DVD called Who We Are. And it's all about our founding principles in law and government. And when you understand the founding principles, then you understand that the citizens are required. We have a duty to be involved, and it's more than just voting. It's being involved civically at the local, state, federal level, but really at the local level, because that's where we've lost control and we've allowed the Marxists and the jihadis, quite frankly, but really the Marxists primarily, to take over things like our school systems and such. And so what you're asking about is simply holding people accountable who have not only abused their power, but have taken actions that have supported foreign powers against the United States and directly operated in favor of our enemy, which is the very definition of sedition and treason.
Exactly. What about the Horowitz report, which is due out in May? Do you think that's part of the reason why the justice or the judiciary is holding back on any kind of judgment regarding, you know, what has been revealed about the FISA applications?
I would think so, that that's part of the reason. I think the judiciary is always trying to maintain, when they're doing their jobs, real objectivity. Mm-hmm. And I think right at this moment, when all this is coming out, when Mr. Barr is talking about opening investigations, they're required, I mean, to let that run its course. But they're, if the judiciary has, you know, the knowledge that a FISA application was intentionally filed falsely, they could take some action as well. But I think the more appropriate thing to do is to wait and let the Justice Department finish what they're doing. And then they may end up tacking sanctions on after, mm-hmm. or punishments on after the fact.
Exactly. Well, John, our next topic that I wanted to talk about was Representative Omar and her comments that she made. My old mentor used to say to me, if you want to know what somebody is, what they're going to do, look at what they've done. There is a clear world view that Representative Ilhan Omar and others hold to. So, again, as you pose the question, it's almost rhetorical. Why should we be surprised when a Muslim congresswoman adheres to Sharia and hates Jews?
Well, exactly. And it's not just her comments, although they're foul enough. Mm-hmm. You know, her overt Jew hatred, or her really her comments about 9/11 that make it seem like it's no big deal. And that's the impression, which, of course, if she's a Sharia-adherent Muslim, a Sharia-adherent Muslim is a jihadi. Mm-hmm. And so that that would be no surprise that she would not condemn 9/11 and certainly not point the finger at the Muslim community, which is exactly where it should be pointed. And by the way, since 9/11, but including 9/11, where we have hijackers getting support inside the U.S. from known Muslim Brotherhood organizations and mosques, if you look at all of the attacks in the United States and attempted attacks, be it Chattanooga, where we had four Marines and a Navy sailor killed, mm-hmm. right? Well, right. He came out of the Islamic Society of Chattanooga. That's a Muslim Brotherhood operation. The Islamic Society of Boston supporting the Boston Marathon bombers. The Fort Hood jihadi, who killed 14 and wounded many others, was at the Dar al-Hijra Islamic Center, which is a Hamas, very significant Muslim Brotherhood mosque there in Falls Church. And if we just take those three examples, mm-hmm. no FBI investigation into the mosque itself, into the organizations themselves, despite the fact that we know, as a matter of fact, that they are teaching the people going there that jihad is an obligation for all Muslims to wage against non-Muslims. And since somebody acted on it and actually killed people, there's a duty to investigate that place. And those places are funding terrorism, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. So since we know that, and that's on the table, the question's got to be asked, why no investigation? And but the point is, it's not just one thing. What Ilhan Omar is reflecting are the things that are being taught in mosques and Islamic schools all over the United States.
Exactly. And this is where America, you know, we've been shouting from the rooftops, as you have, John, and understanding the threat, that the threat is no longer existential. It is here domestically. We're surrounded by this. And as if that's not enough, then we've got open borders to the south that are being stormed at this very moment. And, you know, then we go back to what you're talking about in terms of your DVD presentation, is returning to the rule of law and the original intent that our founding fathers had enumerated clearly to us in our U.S. Constitution and Declaration of Independence. John, how can people be in touch with you?
Well, I encourage people to go to understandingthethreat.com.
We have a radio show once a week. You can link it there at WVWTV.com. We have a TV show, so we encourage people to do that. Use our blog. Go to
Now Play Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boy, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her the spirit to save my son.
Proved to be impossible.
Flip that ball!
Now.
I don't believe John will survive tonight.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the holiest periods for both Christians and Jews is underway, as today is Good Friday for Christians, and at dusk begins Passover for Jews. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan says people too often see just evil and hate in the world. He explains how Holy Week applies to people.
He died on the cross, Jesus Christ, true man died. Jesus Christ, true God, rose, okay? And he's wanting us to be part of that divine plan.
The 8 days of Passover commemorate enslaved Jews' exodus out of Egypt. Democrats in the House and Senate slamming Attorney General Bill Barr, saying he deliberately distorted significant portions of the Robert Mueller report on the Russia investigation. And they say they want Barr to stop misleading the public on the contents of that report. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
BillMartinezLive.com.
We're back with you, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and we're going to be talking about access to autism therapy. Believe it or not, according to a new nationwide survey, it's delayed by over a year on average. Now, as a behavioral health condition across many communities, autism or autism spectrum disorder is becoming increasingly common as the CDC reports numbers are on the rise. Of the 3.8 million children born in the U.S. in 2018, between 65,000 and 70,000 will meet the diagnostic criteria for autism this year. With autism affecting more families in 2019, more parents will seek resources to help them make difficult decisions regarding their children's treatment and therapy, which are crucial elements to a child's long-term success when living with ASD. Now, to better understand the challenges and how to best support families, Centria Autism is a leading national provider of therapy based on the principles of applied behavior analysis for Children with ASD and their families has released a new survey conducted by Wakefield Research to better understand the everyday challenges that families with children who have autism spectrum disorder face. With us to talk about it is Dr. Stephen Marin. He is the chief medical officer at Centria, in charge of autism, and Kayla Schmidt, a parent of two children with autism. Dr. Moran and Dr. Marin, I should say, and Kayla, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Let me ask you, Doctor, first of all, what is autism spectrum disorder, or ASD?
Autism spectrum disorder is what we would call in pediatrics a neurodevelopmental condition, meaning that it involves kind of the way the brain is wired and the way then children behave or act as a result of being differently wired. Autism itself is not necessarily a disability, but there are autism-related disabilities that include challenges to communication, social interaction, and behavior. This occurs because autism often becomes a barrier between the child and the world around them. They don't interact with the world the way a neurotypical child might, and as a result, they lose some of the opportunities that we take for granted that children will naturally learn. And the key is to get children identified as early as possible, because the fact is that intensive intervention with therapies, as you mentioned, like applied behavior analysis, can really make a positive and productive contribution to their developmental path.
As a parent, Kayla, what are the challenges that parents of children with ASD experience with getting their child diagnosed and treated?
I think one of the biggest challenges that parents are facing is not knowing where to go. They might see the symptoms, or some might have a problem in itself of not seeing the symptoms or recognizing what the symptoms are. But once you do recognize them, just not knowing who Centria is or who to call or where to go to get the diagnosis process started.
Mm-hmm. Doctor, let's take a look at the main highlights or results from this nationwide survey, if you would, for our audience.
Well, you know, Kayla just mentioned something important, which is there's no clear path for many parents. Obviously, you know, you have a child, you have an imagined future for your child, and you want to be as optimistic as you can. So for many parents, there's just a hesitancy to even ask the question of their pediatrician. But for even those who do often say, oh, I'm concerned my child's not speaking or they're not responding to their name the way I would expect it, a lot of people think, I'll raise this issue, but a lot of people want to say, oh, well, let's wait and see. Perhaps at least a third of the parents in our survey were told, let's wait and see. Maybe they'll grow out of it. But the biggest finding from the survey is really the fact that there is, as you know, on average, a 15-month delay between the time a parent first has concerns and their child's starting therapy. And that's on average. So it can, for many, it's more than 2 years. A lot of parents reported as many as 8 different visits to different healthcare professionals before they finally got that diagnosis.
Now, and I understand, Doctor, that nearly all parents, I mean 99%, think that early intervention is important for treating children with ASD, right?
That's true. I think people who know that what the therapy can do, but unfortunately right now what I call the autism care system is not necessarily well coordinated, and we found that with our survey. Is 86% of parents said they really could have used some help coordinating their child's treatment and care. General pediatricians can screen a child and identify children need to be diagnosed, but then children need to go to either a developmental pediatrician or a psychologist to get the diagnostic test. Then there's another handoff to another system to help identify access to therapy. And then even for some of those therapeutic providers, there may be wait lists that delay their access to treatment.
And Kayla, what's your recommendation to other parents who suspect their child might have ASD?
I think they really need to just breathe. It can be a really scary process, a really scary idea. So just take a minute, breathe, and realize that it's okay. And the sooner you get the diagnosis and the sooner you can get the process started, the better off you are for your child. So talk to your pediatrician about it. Call Centria Autism. Get the diagnosis process started, because that's going to lead to a better future for your child.
And a doctor, I tell you, I was really interested to see, and there's one highlight from this survey that usually parents suspect, child has autism or may have ASD at the age of about 2.8 years. But as you cited earlier, we're not fully diagnosed until about 3.8, almost 4 years with many parents attributing the delay to time spent searching for information as they did not know where to go for a diagnosis, right?
I think that's very true, and certainly in our experience, there's no single pathway, because autism as a condition overlaps with the health system, the behavioral health system, the education system. Sometimes, as Kayla alluded to, there's really no clear path. There's no known place to start. I do think the starting point for many families has to be their pediatrician, but I also think that parents need to advocate for themselves. You know, Kayla talks about taking a breath. I think part of it is really just being brave enough to say, I want to get my child into a diagnostic system because I want to know if or not. And, you know, not to be afraid of putting your child into the diagnostic process.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, there is no single test for autism. There's no blood test. There's no imaging test. It requires a number of assessments, which actually look at a child's individual behavior, the way they interact with the world around them, their communication skills, an assessment of their behavior, and then taking all those findings and kind of comparing it against what are the diagnostic criteria. But, you know, to put your child through that process as soon as possible, as soon as you're worried, is really going to give you the answer as to whether we need to start therapy or whether we can find a different path for the concerns that parents may have.
Well, we've got about a minute left, so real quick, if we can, Doctor, talk about behavior analysis or ABA therapy, and then, Kayla, I'm going to have you talk about how this has helped your child.
So ABA is a form of therapy that can apply behavior analysis. It looks at a child's strengths and looks at a child's challenges. It finds out where they are in terms of their developmental path. It identifies places where there's opportunities for growth. Takes the goal for that growth path, divides it up into smaller chunks, helps a child master the smaller pieces, and then combines those smaller pieces together so the child can master more complex skills.
I completely agree with him. That's to a T exactly what the process was with my children. In the very beginning, when my oldest son was 18 months old, the first things we did was we had to teach him his name. He had to know how to respond to his name. So his ABA tech would stand on the left side of him or the right side of him or behind him and call his name 100 times a day and just try to get him to look in the direction of where his name was coming. It's just vital for his safety and for socialization and development to know your name. And now that he's six, we're working on things like knowing other people's names and sharing toys and trying to just communicate with the world around him.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to let you both go now. And again, I thank you so much for all the information. Dr. Stephen Marin, Chief Medical Officer with Centria Autism, and Kayla Schmidt, a parent of two children with autism. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you
for having us.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, healthcare, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your healthcare. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is Amazing Grace. This is Amazing Love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Well, it's Good Friday and Passover all over the world. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. This portion of our show being brought to you by the Crypto Prophet. It's the latest paradigm shift that's going to produce the next wealth wave. You can find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Crypto Prophet banner and see if this works for you and your family. With us right now is the producer of Unplanned, the movie, which we have been bragging about for a long time, even before it hit the big screen, because I believe it's one of those movies that's so important to our culture today. 61 million babies have been aborted, and you keep asking the question, when is enough enough? And I sense that we're getting there, but I have to be perfectly direct with you. I am surprised, and not in a positive way, that more people of faith are not in support of this movie. Although it did fairly well comparatively, A-plus movie rating, box office average, all that was very positive, great news. But yet, I believe this is one of those 100% kind of things that people of faith, the people of churches should be involved in. The producer of Unplanned, Joe Knopp, joins us now. Joe, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here. We've been very passionate about this. You know, Abby Johnson has become a friend of the show as we have chronicled her story over the years and her passion. And of course, this is her story. And we thank you for doing all that you've done to get this story out there. And we will continue to do this. And my commitment, as I told Abby, is that as I did with the Gosnell movie, I've been taking it to churches. And as soon as this is, I'm able to do this, I'm going to take this movie, once it goes to DVD and digital, to get it to the churches, because the people of faith need to see this movie.
Well, thanks for doing that. And, you know, that's what really allowed us to have the success that we did have in the box office. It's really, you know, folks like yourself who are willing to step up, take a stand, and really, you know, allow other people to see this story. So we greatly appreciate what you're doing.
Well, Joe, it was, as you say, there was a limited number of support, like shows like ours. This is what we appreciate. And we're so grateful for the people that syndicate the show and our partner affiliates, because it helps us maintain an independence and freedom, which should be very common in this country, but we're finding is less and less. And, of course, you ran into the buzzsaw of it with major TV networks not even wanting to carry the advertisements for the movie, right?
We did. It was a frustrating process for us. You know, anytime you have an independent movie our size, you know, we have to heavily rely on those final couple of weeks of traditional marketing, just to remind people the movie's coming out, validate that it's a real movie, and we were blocked by all of the traditional cable networks except for Fox News, obviously.
Right.
And even from a radio standpoint, a lot of the national radio stations, we just weren't able to place ads. And we pay the normal ad prices, they just weren't willing to take it.
Yeah, it just goes to show you, again, reinforces what the Gosnell movie had to say about the tentacles and influence of Planned Parenthood and, the whole controversy around abortion. But the truth is the truth, Joe, and I believe there is and we already see hearts and minds being changed by Unplanned, as we saw in the movie Gosnell, but probably more so with Unplanned because you actually saw what Abby Johnson saw, what turned her heart and changed her mind after working for Planned Parenthood for 8 years in witnessing what takes place in the abortion process and the truth, because technology coming together with the 21st century America that we live in, you can see clearly that this isn't just some massive tissue or like extracting a tumor. I mean, this is a formed, embryo. This is a formed human being. This is a baby. They want to call it a fetus because somehow that's a nice, soft name, a nondescript name. But it's interesting, the child is called a fetus at Planned Parenthood. But up until then, it's how's your baby doing?
No, you're exactly right. And part of what God's timing for the release of this movie, in the beginning of the year with the states, New York and Virginia, trying to pass the most progressive abortion laws our country has ever seen. Mm-hmm. And we're not even talking about 13-week-old babies. And they're talking about, term babies.
Exactly.
So it has really forced America to think twice about what abortion really is. Because, like you said, they try to opposition really tries to make us think that it's an embryo and a clump of cells. But now in the headlines, people are being forced to realize it's a baby.
Yes.
There's just no doubt about it.
Well, ironically enough, I mean, David DeLeiden captured Planned Parenthood selling baby parts, which last time I checked, Joe, is still against the law. They don't go to jail. David DeLeiden goes to jail. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is how upside down we are and disconnected from reason and logic, not to mention any kind of sense of morality here. And if you recall in the movie Gosnell, Kermit Gosnell says, look, I know that eventually you'll find me innocent. And basically what New York did in celebrating late term or even, if you want to call it post-term abortion, basically they vindicated. And what, the governor of Virginia was talking about, vindicated Kermit Gosnell. because Kermit Gosnell was aborting babies. He'd put down in the files, 25, 26 weeks, and then the law in Virginia was only 24. That was the cutoff. And many institutions stopped at 20 because they didn't want to get to close to 24. But Gosnell says, I just figure you'd round it down. You know, going, no, you round up, but you don't round down. And of course, he was convicted of three murders, essentially. And basically, he's in jail for life. But what was indicated, recently, as you say, in these controversies and what hit us straight in the face in New York and, of course, started in Hawaii. Hawaii, started moving very aggressively, then California, then by the time it gets to New York, they're cheering, jumping up and down. And then Virginia is saying, hey, look, we'll just offer comfort care on a post-abortive baby. If a baby is born alive, we'll just offer comfort care until, the baby succumbs.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable where our country has come. And it's amazing that the same people who are cheering on and lighting up New York City, the most iconic skyline in the world, they're the ones saying that, with animals and plants, if we harm them or if we harm their babies, if we harm the eggs of birds, then we should go to jail. But yet, we're not too concerned about babies.
Amazing, isn't it? Now, I understand that Chuck Konzelman, the co-writer and co-director of Unplanned, is going to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee, their subcommittee, on the constitutional defense of free speech, right?
Yes, in fact, he did that, I believe, about a week ago.
Oh, he's already done that. Okay. All right.
Yeah, and Senator Ted Cruz was heading up that hearing, and it was powerful. Some of the CEOs from social media organizations were there, and, it's a strong argument that I think Cruz presented with the conservative ways getting blocked by a lot of technology.
Well, there's no question, people of faith, and, of course, here we are, Easter week, Passover tonight, taking place. This is a holy week, and people of faith are being attacked. And even CNN is misrepresenting how many people in America today still believe in God. And, they put the headline and they categorized it as being religious. Well, and I reminded them that even Jesus was anti-religion. And, that's what got him in trouble, because he was against the prevailing forces of the religious leaders of the day. And so that's kind of a false narrative. But even to add, as if that wasn't enough, they bifurcated and separated Catholics from Christians and non-believers, and made it seem like, well, it was a third, a third, a third. So they're equal. There's equal weight now for non-believers in this country. And the fact of the matter is that if we are going to be faithful to our First Amendment and free speech rights, then the truth really matters, doesn't it?
It does. But what we need to do is, just like what CNN was trying to prevent, we need to unify, right, Bill? That needs to be the we need to have a unified voice, because if you add up our numbers together and we can all get along, which, we should be able to do that, then we should be the loudest voice in this country. But I think, as and that's what you're encouraging people to do, we need to work together. We need to put any small differences aside that we have, and we need to attack together.
Well, exactly, for the greater cause, no doubt. And here it is, the constitutional republic in which we have been raised in and have enjoyed all our years. For a time such as this, Joe, it is a small minority of people that are causing all the uproar, but the silent majority cannot stay silent any longer. It must speak up. It must get into the playing field, does it not?
Yes, and we shouldn't want to be silent. We have a great message to get across, so there's no reason for us to be quiet.
For the sake of mankind and for freedom, this is what it's all about. Even in the case of abortion, the women who have, and even men now, who are waking up and realizing that they've been involved with the murder of their child, this is something, in many cases, they've been carrying with them in their hearts and souls for many years. But God, thank God, is forgiving. Joe Knopp, producer of Unplanned on Bill Martinez Live.
Back and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No